Welcome to Some Stutter Law, a podcast by the Newfoundland Labrador Stuttering Association Collaborative. Some Stutter Law is Newfoundland and Labrador's first podcast about living with language disorders. We speak directly to people living with speech and language disorders and others such as speech-language pathologists, researchers, educators, and family members. We use inclusive language and themes to help rebuild confidence and hope by dismantling myths, stigma, stereotypes, and barriers. My name is Greg O'Grady, and I'm a person who stutters and co-host of Some Stutter Law, Newfoundland Labrador's first podcast about communication disorders, along with my co-host.
And I'm Caitlin Mayo. I'm a speech-language pathology student, and I'm Greg's co-host on this podcast.
Some Stutter Law mission is dismantling and rebuilding stuttering. Let's start listening. Some Stutter Law mandate is in the spirit of Newfoundland and Labrador's humor, robust and frank interactive discussions. Some Stutter Law podcast aims to rebuild confidence and hope for today's and tomorrow's persons who live with speech, language, and communication barriers by dismantling stuttering myths, stigmas, stereotypes, and barriers.
The objectives of Some Stutter Law podcast are raising awareness, education, understanding, and acceptance of stuttering and communication disorders within our province by providing support, current information, research, and resources. Raising awareness that communication disorders are a quality of life issue. Throughout life, stuttering and other communication impairments can impact a person's life emotionally, educationally, physically, socially, and vocationally. Some Stutter Law podcast is a safe space where guests can be themselves and without fear of being judged.
Today, Some Stutter Law welcomes Paige Smith. And Paige is a person who stutters, a professional coach, and lives in Toronto, Canada. Paige offers one-to-one coaching through the Happy Stutter Mindset Program, helping people who stutter tap into their natural fluency through an inside-out approach. Prior to achieving her coach certification in early 2021, she's also a senior graphic designer specializing in logos and branding. During her personal free time, she enjoys doing arts and crafts, shopping antique malls, and watching thriller science fiction movies. So welcome to Some Stutter Law, Paige. Now before we started, I looked at Paige's website, and there are two comments I want to read before we officially start the program, and this is entitled "What Others Are Saying About Paige." Before working with Paige, I had this idea that I needed to be saved and that someone needed to step in and liberate me from my obstacles. After working with Paige, I have noticed that my confidence and self-assurity have gone up dramatically. Because of coaching, I have gone from feeling trapped and confined in every aspect of life because of my stuttering to taking a look internally and freeing myself. And this is written by M. Weinstein in Canada. Another comment, working with Paige has been extremely fruitful and an absolute pleasure. She has helped me realize a lot about my mindset and the steps required to overcome a fixed mindset. One of the most important things she helped me understand is the difference between doing something out of fear and doing something that you truly want to do. And this is written by D. Manawa, India. So welcome to Some Stutter Law, Paige. And these two are complimentary comments about your work. So Paige, as a person who stutters, do you want to share your a little bit about your history and from when you were a person who stutters to now?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me here. My journey starting as a person who stutters really started early, is my earliest memory from when I was around 4 years old. And, you know, I was, you know, definitely one of those 25% of children that, you know, you hope to outgrow it. And one day that you wake up and you realize that you didn't outgrow it. And then I was, you know, always looking for, you know, like to have that fluency. Every person who stutters is that's the holy grail. And so I luckily was able to finally have speech therapy when I was 19. And that was, I think, you know, really needed for me, because I realized, you know, really taught me how to breathe at that time, and really to, you know, slow down my speech. And I learned a lot. But unfortunately, it didn't really stick around. You know, I had fluency for a good few months, and then life just happens, and it slowly just got eaten away. And take me to, you know, I think the real catalyst for me as a person who stutters was, you know, struggling to say my name. And when I was 30, I had this idea that I would change my name. I couldn't say my name, and I struggled, and it was really hard when you struggle to say your name. And that was a catalyst where I changed my name, and I think it was the start of really, really taking me to where I am now.
Thanks again, Paige, and we will have you back again for sure.
Well, you know, hopefully practice will make it perfect.
Okay. Take care, Paige.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, bye. This has been an episode of Some Stutter Law, Newfoundland and Labrador's first podcast about stuttering. Some Stutter Law is hosted and produced by Greg O'Grady, Caitlin Mayo, Dr. Paul DeDecker, Melanie Crane, Emily Murphy, and Luca Dinu. Some Stutter Law is available on Anchor, Spotify, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, and Radio Public. You can also check out the Some Stutter Law channel on YouTube. To ask a question, send us a comment or suggestion, or just to get in touch, find us online at Some Stutter Podcast on Instagram or at Some Stutter La Pod on Facebook. Thanks for a listening.